Hi, this is Michael Simon, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. And as we get into one of the most exciting times in what we always say is the most exciting food city in the country, Chicago, Illinois, the James Beard Awards are coming. They're going to be here very soon, along with some other things that I think are going to be setting the food world, I don't want to say on fire, but people will be definitely excited about it. In studio with us, we have the iconic Penny Pollack. You know her as the former dining editor for Chicago Magazine, and the one and only Mike Nagrin. He is a Red Eye Dining contributor, author of the James Beard Award winning Alinea Cookbook. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dan. There's actually three Mike Nagrins. I'll just throw that out
in the
there.
In the world?
Yeah, my dad, my grandfather.
Oh, so they're all guys you know?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
It's amazing you avoided a nickname. They didn't just call you like Chip or, you know, or Chief.
Yeah, technically, I don't think I'm a third because we all have different middle names. But
okay. Well, it's good to have you here. You certainly made a name for yourself as a food critic, as one of those kind of food entertainers when it comes to, you know, the reading and kind of sharing what it is that's happening at so many of the great restaurants with the great chefs here in Chicago. And, of course, you travel all over the country, and you're, you know, an observer of the passing food and culinary scene. And Penny, you do as well. You're out there traveling, and you just can't help it, being in and around the food world your whole lives, to take in whatever's happening around you. The cool thing is you guys are going to be sharing it in some brand new and different ways with an exciting new podcast, Dining Out Loud. Great name, by the way.
Thank you. So
let's talk, like, Mike, first, if you want to, a little bit about it. You've done some podcasting, you're no stranger to the audio side of things, but what are you guys going to be doing with the show?
Yeah, I mean, this is something I've really wanted to do for a long time. I've pitched it in various formats. You know, I always wanted to go toe-to-toe with Phil Vitale or Pat Bruno. And, you know, nobody's ever picked it up, this idea of two critics basically coming at a restaurant from different perspectives and sort of doing that Siskel and Ebert kind of thing of at the movies, but at the table in our sense, right? And Penny represents this great sort of tradition of restaurant criticism, restaurant gossip, things like that. And she comes at it with so much information and energy, and she just knows restaurants almost more than anybody. I certainly know a lot, but she's probably forgotten more than I know. So I'm really excited to look at restaurants from two different perspectives and go toe-to-toe with her. Or, you know, where we find a place we really love, you'll know that's a really great place.
As much as you guys have done in the print form, I think this is going to be a great way, because you're not, I don't think, limited to or defined by what is the column. You guys have really great personalities, and to be able to add a little bit of the humor, a little bit of the insight, the mystery, the intrigue, I think it's going to be really cool. So, Penny, this is one of those things. It's tough. You know, when you're a food critic, you have to spend, you know, your time trying to conceal your identity, right? Because you want to get in there and have the typical dining experience. But this is going to be an opportunity for you to kind of let that cat out of the bag and let people meet Penny.
I'm totally enjoying that. I'm already going to events and meeting people. And the problem is that I know everybody's voice because I've spent thousands of hours interviewing people on the phone. And then they come up and they say, "Oh, Penny." And I'm like, I have to close my eyes and I have to say, "Penny Pollack speaking." And then you have to tell me who you are.
We'll have to get you some like chef person or personality flashcards or something. We'll do a little bit of a test with that.
Penny used to dress up in costume. Like, that was a thing.
Like, I don't know if Penny Pollack's here. I heard she might, but there is a Spanish conquistador at table 5. Was that the way? Would you dress up like that?
I dressed up when I wrote the book, Everybody Loves Pizza, which I did with Jeff Ruby, and we had to get out there and promote it. And I bought a funny wig. I didn't try to be funny, but in retrospect, going incognito is ridiculous. That's my opinion now today.
Right.
But I did do it, and it was kind of a hoot. And now I'm just so happy to be out of the pantry.
Well, guys, and Mike, how hard is that to be able to, is there any kind of reservation that's just been built in from so many years of trying to be kind of under the radar, or is this sort of like a liberating situation where you get to just kind of speak freely, you know, not only about restaurants, what you think of them, but also just that process on the critic side?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I'm still kind of keeping my anonymity for now. And, you know, the cool thing about me is I look like half the dudes in Logan Square. So no one's even looking for me, right? My secret weapon is I'll take my younger kids sometimes, and people aren't looking for a food critic with younger kids, right?
So baby Bjorn, you got your wearing a kid?
That's right.
My secret weapon was always that I was klutzy. I drop the menu, I drop the fork, my phone slips off my lap, and I just look like an idiot.
You kind of disarming.
That they can't wait to feed and get rid of.
Kind of like Columbo or something. Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm doing here.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody too has a phone today, right? So they're documenting everything. You're like trying to show people your best life on Instagram.
Right.
And so it used to be the critic was the only one doing that, and they'd be doing it with like a big bulky digital camera, and so they were like an easy make. Now it's easy because everybody's doing it. So no, you can still take pictures or do whatever to document your meal so you don't forget the details, but you just look like everybody else.
Yeah, no, I think everybody, especially in just the way you guys have been doing it, you know, in the high level, in the print form for so long, but now everybody kind of sees themselves as some kind of, you know, with some kind of voice in the food space, right? So you are kind of blending in with a lot of different people. So you're going to definitely share your experiences at some of the restaurants. You're going to give a little bit of the insight of the things that you notice that maybe diners wouldn't necessarily notice because you guys are finely tuned for that. But what other things are you going to do on the show? I know, Penny, you got a chance to interview Chef Richard Blaze, and we're going to be setting up some other interviews where you're going to, you know, some other kind of notables in the food world.
I'm totally excited about that. He's a kick. And it was just fun to be unfiltered Penny and let the conversation go where it wants to go and not be edited.
And then also, too, Mike, is you travel a lot in your life, and so you're kind of checking out the food scene in other cities around the country, and it'll be cool for you to share that stuff on the show as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things about this podcast. You know, of course, we're based in Chicago, and we love this city, and we're going to talk about it a lot. But we want to give a national perspective as well, and we want to talk to national figures like Blaze and Marcus Samuelson or, you know, whoever's out there, because we're generally interested in what's going on across America.
Now, is there, I know that you'd mentioned, you know, that Anthony Bourdain follows you on Twitter, which that's high praise from him. And he's an interesting person. He's been all around the world experiencing things, done some great kind of groundbreaking TV in the food space. Is that somebody that you might want to have on the show?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to, although now that you told me that, and Anthony maybe hears this, he'll probably drop me because he probably didn't realize he accidentally followed me or something like that. So
you'll get a direct message that says like, hey, I'm free next Wednesday. Let's do it.
Don't use me to promote your show.
No, we absolutely will. But we'll also, you know, if he's got a new Pot and Pan line or his line of books or, you know, celebrity slippers or anything like that, we'll definitely do that as well. Chicago is, and you guys have been here forever covering the food scene for as long as it's really been going on. Not necessarily, Mike, you're a younger guy. Penny, you're a young lady as well. But it's been going on. But in recent times, we had the James Beard Awards here. Talk a little bit about that. You know, whether your awards are for everybody, I know it's not. For a lot of the listeners, it's maybe a little bit you know, pretentious and highbrow on the food side. But it's exciting to have kind of the food world converge here in Chicago for the Beards.
It is cool to have everyone come here. But maybe I've been doing it so long that I am a little jaded. And I have been in the audience at both. I think this is the third year, so I've been at the first two. And I'm a little tired of awards and chefs congratulating chefs and food entrepreneurs congratulating food entrepreneurs. But it's a kick to have everyone in the same room. And then afterwards, I have to tell you, it's like a cattle run at all these tables where they're giving away their food.
Right.
And everyone's dressed up to the nines, except for me. I'm probably in jeggings and a t-shirt.
Come on.
And everyone's standing in line, balancing their glass of wine and their little plate, and they're waiting for a little brisket from the guy from Austin and a little miso from, you know, Bill Kim, and it's pretty hilarious.
Do you wear Crocs, Penny?
I don't wear Crocs. Okay.
That's just a suggestion. They're very comfortable. They kind of can get sweaty if they're not ventilated enough. So Mike, your thought too, as far as like Chicago has always had a good food scene. Now it is kind of, you know, it's known all over the world about Chicago, and to have, you know, the Beard Awards, I think is another testament to the success, Michelin stars here and all of that. Is your thoughts on Chicago kind of ascending to real prominence?
Yeah. I mean, when I started writing probably about 2004, 2005, that was sort of right at the a beginning of what's happened, right? And what we've seen. And frankly, just 10 years ago, 15 years ago, this never would have happened, right? I love Chicago. I didn't grow up here, but I've been here a really long time, so I feel kind of like a hometown kid now. But it just frankly wouldn't have happened. But now, I think it's a testament to the fact that people recognize that this is one of the best food cities in America. I've been to the Beards a couple of times, and when I talk to the chefs from out of town, they're genuinely excited to be here, not because of the awards, because it gives them like 3 days to eat around Chicago. Yep. So they're all like, hey, I want to go to Paul Kahn's place. I want to go to Grant Atkins' place. That's what these guys are excited about. I think the other thing, too, is, you know, I don't think people know Mayor Emanuel is like a super foodie.
Yes, he is.
So he was recently cooking in the kitchen at Belmore or he was taking pictures anyways, but he looked like he was telling Chef Jimmy what to do, which, you know, pretty standard, I think, for Mayor Emanuel.
He's busy. He's used to bossing people around, sure.
But we should give him credit for that, because I know he's worked really hard. He's been a big advocate for tourism, and one of his things was making sure whatever we could do to make sure the Beard stayed here.
Yeah, and it is. It is. Chicago is a magnet for tourism from around the world. The secret is out. The conversations have changed. 10 years ago, I would travel around covering food events around the country, and I would have to make a case for Chicago. Like, hey, you know, San Francisco's great, but come on, Chicago is really... And now, you just... Those conversations, you'll never have them again. There's going to be a lot of conversations, some really great ones, unique stuff, some humor, all of that street cred on the critic side in Dining Out Loud. And so, guys, let's talk about the website where people can get a hold of it. It's like diningoutloudpodcast.com.
Yeah, diningoutloudpodcast.com.
It's going to be great. And on the personal side, social media, you guys did. Penny, of course, sharing on Facebook Live her interview with Top Chef Richard Blaze.
I know. I've been anti-Facebook for a really long time, and then I decided I better get with it.
You got to embrace your inner outreach.
I did.
And so personally, for your social media, and where can people catch up with your adventures?
I'm on Twitter. I've got a good following. I Instagram. I'm trying to build that up. People seem to like when I take a photo of me with a chef rather than a picture of a plate of food. So I don't know what that's about, but it's fun. And I'm all over social media now.
And Mike, I know michaelnagrant.com. People can see you there, but social media wise, how can they?
Yeah, same thing, at Michael Nagrant. And also, we actually do have at Dining Out Loud for the podcast.
Nice.
So we'll be able to grow that for our listeners.
Exciting times. Got to tell you, people, you're going to enjoy this coming up. Some great stuff from these guys. Penny, Mike, thanks so much for starting the show. And then thanks for being on WGN today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.